Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgeway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things in My Mom's Favorite Christian Financial Advisor. And today we're talking about car insurance. How can we start cutting the cost of car insurance? Because we all know that insurance is going up, sometimes even 15, 20% in some cases. So we want to make sure that we are choosing the right insurance for us. So we have some tips and some tricks on how to lower your expenses. Check this out.
This morning, we are sharing tips for drivers about how to save on those costly car insurance bills. The average price for full coverage in the U.S. is more than $2,300 a year.
Wow.
According to the latest government report, motor vehicle insurance rates are up 16.5% from last year. To help drivers, Consumers Reports has now a buyer's guide on new car insurance. Their deputy editor of special reports, Brian Vines, joins us with some tips for lowering your car insurance payments. Brian, good morning.
Good morning to you.
For parking, I apologize.
Because this dude drives a car in New York City.
And I have big car insurance problems because I got my license suspended, but we're not going to get into that. We're going to get into, that's a whole other story. I've told it before, you know, the mugshot. You can save $200 a year just by shopping and staying vigilant taking a defensive driving course. Tell us about that.
All of these things are true. Number one, we should all be looking at those policies once a year. As they renew, don't sleep on your car insurance policies. It might feel comfortable for your insurance person to call you up and say, oh, I'm sending over the new policy. Sure, one less thing off your plate, but you can be saving money by really examining those things and shopping around at least once a year.
It never occurs to me to shop around for insurance. You know, you sign up with the same people. I only get frustrated when you go to make a claim and then they do the hokey pokey and turn themselves around not to pay you.
Yes, brothers and sisters, never be loyal to an insurance company. I'm sorry for all the insurance agents that are out there. I used to sell insurance. I used to do annuities, things of that nature. I had my life insurance license and everything else like that. I actually gave it up to establish my registered investment advisory firm. I want to make sure that when we provided advice, it wasn't for commission. I'm not a broker dealer or anything else like that. It was because I want to provide advice that worked and not because I got paid a commission. So, do I believe in life insurance? I do. Do I believe in car insurance? I definitely do. You have to have car insurance. But the one thing I know about insurance is very easy to buy too much insurance. That's one. And two, and it's very easy to fall into familiarity territory. It's very easy to stick with the familiar, meaning the concepts are so difficult, you don't want to go through it again. So it was very hard to sign up for insurance. You don't want to go through that pain of thinking about new ideas and concepts. So you just sign the dotted line and keep everything the same. But let's not do that, brothers and sisters. So what we're going to do, we are going to review every year. And as they said, you're going to have a defensive driving course. Now, this course is very unique. There are some caveats to it. So I am going to go a little bit deeper into what these discounts imply and if it even applies to you. But first, I do want to make this point here. Every year when you shop around, you can negotiate. When you're shopping for insurance, you want to find somebody who won't give you the hokey pokey and make you turn all the way around, right? You're going to look for good customer service. When you call in, how do people greet you? How do they talk to you? How do they inform you? Do you feel better after a phone call or do you feel worse? Because sometimes saving an extra $20 per year is not worth the hassle of not being able to get your claim. Because a lot of the things are very similar, like your deductible or how much coverage that you have. But rates are very competitive. So if someone has a better rate, but you love your company, you may want to call them and say, hey, listen, I have this other company. I know I need to sign my policy, but can you match their rate? And most of the time to keep you as a client, they'll rather give you a brief discount than to go somewhere else. Keep that in mind when you're dealing with car insurance. But let's see what else he has to say.
Right.
But I just automatically just sign up for another year. It never occurs to me to shop around. You say that's foolish. We need
it's imperative that you shop around because rates can be competitive. They're going up, but there is a lot of room among the competitors.
But Tony, you were asking about defensive driving, right?
Well, there's a class you can take, right?
Absolutely.
So there are things that they will, if you do this, they'll give you that, right?
Yes. If you do a defensive driving class, your insurer will give you a break on your premium. So just by taking those classes,
how much of a break?
You can save as much as $233 a year. And it makes a difference. All of these things add up.
Here's some really good information. Taking a defensive course, that's $233. It may not seem like much in 1 year, but think about it. Over 10 years, what, $2,330? That's a lot of money that you get to keep in your pocket. That's an extra Social Security payment or whatever it may be. And that's just 10 years. Think about 30 years, if you're consistently doing this at a young age, even if you start as late as 30, all the way into your 60, 65, that is a lot of savings that you can make. Once again, these pennies do add up over time. We're not talking about just 1 year. We're talking about a consistent behavior where you're saving consistently. And if you're investing that money, oh my gosh, the compound growth on it. So think about that. That's how the rich stay rich. They take advantage of things like this. They use that money to grow into future years. I'm very interested to see, because he said you will save. I don't know if it's guaranteed. I think it's a recommendation, but let me take a look, because I like to double check stuff like this. I don't like to just trust anything that I see on the internet. We're on an insurance carrier's website. I'm not going to say which one, because listen, I don't do no free promotions, so I like to keep my little pennies as well. And it reads, how do driver safety course insurance discounts work? It says some states require insurers to offer a defensive driving course while others do not. In many states that require it, a 4-hour course is enough to fulfill the requirement for a defensive driving certificate and discount. After you complete an approved defensive driving course, your auto insurer may apply your discount for several years. Okay, not just that year, for several years. Good. If you still qualify for a discount after that period has expired, you may be able to retake a defensive driving course to maintain the savings. So let's just see which states have a discount driving course. Okay, I made it to the website, compare.com. Don't go to it. I'm not saying go to this website. I'm not saying you should do this. I am just bringing this information. It just says how to save money with a defensive driver discount. And let's just see here. I thought it said something about the states that had it. Let me scroll. Who's eligible for a defensive driver discount? Is the defensive driver discount mandatory? Okay, here we go. So is the defensive driver discount mandatory? It says yes. In 34 states and the District of Columbia, auto insurance providers must discount drivers who have completed an approved defensive driving course. That includes California, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, and Washington. So also it says rules differ by state, with some, including California, limiting mandated discounts to drivers 55 and older. This is very important, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, you see how we listen to the news. They were like, yeah, you have to do it. You have to do it. Now you're on the phone looking stupid because you are in a state that is not mandatory and you're screaming at the representative. You have to give it to me. Oh, y'all some scammers. You're just trying to take my money. When in reality, we just needed some more information. So he was speaking in general. I don't know if this is his first time. He's not a financial advisor, ladies and gentlemen. He's just here to really give you information. And sometimes there is a slip of a tongue. Sometimes I mess up, even in my disclosures. If you look at my profile, if you look at my emails, if you look at my description, there are disclosures everywhere saying that information does change. So if I misquote, if I say something that may be a little off, it may be because maybe the rules change. I may record this video, it may view, and then the next day, President Biden has an executive order and changes things. And then I can't go back to 100, 200 videos. So what I do recommend is everything that you do here, look at it and investigate it for yourself. Or the best thing that you can do is reach out to a financial advisor like me, and I can give you the up-to-date information as it stands today and in your situation and in your state. So once again, we talk about the financial five. You talk about your financial advisor. You're talking about your accountant, your lawyer, your power of attorney, and your executor. All these people are going to help you make sure you make the right decision for yourself so you don't make bad financial decisions or cut off a relationship with your insurance company because you thought that they were supposed to provide something that wasn't mandatory in your state. But let's get back to the video. I'm glad I looked it up. It sounded a little bit too good to be true, but I love the idea that if you do it once, they'll give it to you for several years. Well, some of them may.
Especially if you know someone who's 16 or 17 and put in that teenager on your insurance can drive premiums up by as much as $2,000. Yep. So it's a great idea at any age. And on the other end of the spectrum, if you're over 70, that's when your insurance rates start to creep up again. Mm-hmm. Because 16-year-olds have high rates of collisions. Mm-hmm. And by the time you reach 70, those things start to creep up a little more. Mm-hmm. So defensive driving for seniors, AARP offers a discount mm-hmm. for a AAA class that gives seniors tips on defensive driving to keep those seasoned drivers safe and keep their rates lower.
I like that word, seasoned.
Yeah, very seasoned drivers. But you mentioned something interesting. You talked about collision, and you say that another way to save potentially $1,000 is to drop collision and comprehensive insurance, which to me sounds risky. Even when I'm renting a car, I'm like, give me everything. Give me everything to make sure nothing happens.
At that counter, if you're like, put it all.
Put it all on there.
Don't do that, huh?
So one of the things that you really should be diligent about is go to that Kelley Blue Book and see if your premium for your collision and the other is comprehensive. If the value of your car is within 10% of what your premium is, you might want to renegotiate. Mm. In other words, you might be paying an outsized amount of money for a car that's not as valuable.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Now, before you talk about taking off your collision because you heard it on Financial Advisor Say the Darndest Things, or you heard it on the CBS special, whatever it may be, speak to your insurance professional. Now, obviously, they're going to probably encourage you to keep it, but that's a great tip, though. If you are paying very closely to what your premiums are for that coverage and your car is, you know, worth only a few thousand dollars because you've had it for 10, 15 years because you've been doing a really good job as far as the maintenance is concerned or whatever it may be, then you may want to think about lowering some of your insurance coverage. As I said earlier before, the problem with insurance is most of the time it's not insurance itself, it's just overinsurance. It's selling more insurance than what you actually need. And I think this is a really good tip for those who are trying to cut costs, especially if you're on a fixed income. $233 is really a good amount to maybe help pay for a mortgage or maybe pay for some of your rent or maybe even a week or two worth of groceries, depending on how big your family is or how big your budget is. So all these dollars do add up, brothers and sisters. Well, we're going to end the video right there. If you have any more questions or if you don't know anything about finances, you can download our ebook, The Four Pillars to Christian Investing. It goes over debt management, savings, investing, and wealth transfers. This segment was about savings. It was about how do you save money on this insurance, whether it's your car insurance, home insurance, or maybe even flood insurance. All these need to be reviewed and make sure that you are not overpaying for something that you truly need. They take advantage of the fact that you have to have some of these insurances, and sometimes they rake you with the money. Make sure you're reviewing them annually and making sure you're seeking professional help. And if you love videos like this and you felt like you learned something, you know, like, you know what? Financial advisors do say the darndest thing. I didn't know what they did before, but now I realize that they're really here to help us. Best thing you could do for me is either A, you can sign up for a consultation and I can kind of help guide you if you have some personal issues that you want to discuss that maybe wasn't covered in this video. Or you can watch another one of our videos, which is somewhere up here. It's going to be on the end screen or somewhere like that. That really helps me to help produce more topics like this because it pushes out to people like you who really want to hear it. You can click that like button. You can click that subscribe button, hit the notification bell so you get more videos like this and check out our playlist. So yeah, you can check out one video, but check out the playlist. We got Social Security, retirement tips, we even have some motivational videos to get you through life. That's it for me. My name is A.B. Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.